Australia's new Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, is joining the climate change conference in Bali. And one Australian who's likely to be happy about that is a Melbourne businessman named Bill McCarg. McCarg may have been a factor in the defeat of the former Prime Minister, John Howard. He campaigned hard against Howard on the topic of climate change. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Bill McCarg is 62 years old, tall and straight, a distance runner, and a co-founder of Colliers International, one of the biggest real estate companies in the world. He's got a nice house in Melbourne, another one at the beach, and a place in the mountains, too, where he just spent a few days celebrating after John Howard became the first Australian Prime Minister to lose his own seat since 1929.
I'm elated.
Elated because Bill McCarg worked hard to ensure Howard was defeated, running a highly unorthodox and personal campaign against Howard in his own district.
I was offended by the behaviour of our Prime Minister. He was captive of the fossil fuel industry, who had filled him up with false science, but time got away from him, and the electorate woke up to him and said, enough, get rid of this man.
The electorate had some help waking up from McCarg, maybe a little more help than some would have liked. For 8 days heading into the election, McCarg ran a self-styled guerrilla campaign in Howard's district, in the Sydney suburb of Bennelong. His tactics included full-page ads in the local papers and this PSYOPS campaign as well. Every morning and again in the afternoon, McCarg's garishly painted minivan prowled the streets of Bennelong, loudspeakers blaring the call of Australia's laughing kookaburra. The birds got people's attention, drawing them to the anti-Howard slogans painted on the van's sides. McCarg also courted voters with an animated video on YouTube.
By expelling a sitting Prime Minister from Parliament, we will send a powerful message to politicians all around the world that confronting climate change must now be their number one priority.
The 2.5-minute video ends with a folksy plea from McCarg, perched on a rock in front of a river.
I'm Bill McCarg, father of four, businessman and conservationist. As you can see, I'm not a long-haired, tree-hugging hippie. I'm just an ordinary Australian who desperately wants to make a difference. So, Bennelong voters, please, on election day, when you have to make your vote, please, for the sake of the planet, put planet first and John Howard last.
Authorised by Bill McCarg, Melbourne.
The election was close, so close it took a week to declare a winner. But in the end, McCarg got what he'd hoped for. He used $200,000 of his own money to make it happen, he says, and considers it money well spent. Exit polls showed climate was a major issue for voters in this election, though McCarg says he will never be sure if his efforts tip the scales against the Prime Minister.
Whether we provided the small number of votes that actually got the Prime Minister thrown out or not, I don't know. I can't claim that. I'll never know, and I won't claim it. It doesn't matter. He's out, and climate change is the beneficiary.
McCarg's campaign has cost him not only the $200,000 he spent, but also his job at the company he helped create. He resigned just before the election after falling out with senior managers, uneasy with his personal attacks on the Prime Minister. He says he has no regrets. He hopes to reconcile with them soon, and he'll look for another job after a few months off.
I see myself spending maybe less time in property and more time trying to keep addressing this issue of climate change. I'm good on my feet. I know how to talk. I can be quite persuasive. I've been in real estate for 45 years. I've got a very, very good network. I've still got money, and I still have a passion for this issue.
It's a passion he's keen on taking, along with his kookaburra van, to the U.S., if someone invites him, to help pressure politicians in the states to pay more attention to the problem, or run the risk of sharing John Howard's political fate. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.